Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
There will be many tests and there's going to be many trials, but I thank God that He knew all of this and He has equipped us to be overcomers and to be the one who gets the victory.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with Bible teacher and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
We also invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Joe.
Speak the Word.
You've got your Bibles. We'll turn over to Mark chapter 12, verse 29. We're going to start with verse 29 there. Now, this is where Jesus was telling everyone what is important to Him and what's important to His Father. And Jesus said, the most important commandment is this. He said, listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord. And He says, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and your entire mind, and all your strength. The second is equally important, He says in 31. He says, love your neighbor as yourself. He says, no other commandment, He said, is greater than these. We must love Him with all our hearts and all our minds, and we must love each other. And I'm going to be talking a little bit more as I go along in this message about how important it is that we love each other and hopefully share with you some of the ways that we can do that. We need to get a revelation of what is important to God. As I said before, He does want us to bear fruit. He wants us to bear much good fruit. Yes. According to John chapter 15, verse 8, He says, because when you produce much fruit, He says, you are my disciples, and this brings great glory to my Father. But part of your fruit bearing and bearing fruit is being good to each other. Yes. That's the biggest part of your fruit. However, He does not want us to replace His love with our works. Mm-hmm. He wants you more than He wants your works. Amen. And I want you to just think about that. If you got a pencil, write that down. God wants me. Mm-hmm. I'm more important to God than my works. He's my Father. He loves me. He don't want my works. He wants me. You know, when you're loving the Lord, you're going to do the fruits. You're going to do the works, but they're going to follow His love. It's not going to be to get His love. It's going to be because you love Him. And you're doing it because you love Him. You're not doing it to get His love. There's a big difference in trying to do something to get somebody's love than doing it for them because you love them. I do things for David every day. This little thing, to me, they're little things. They just come natural. When you love somebody, they just come natural. They're not works to me. They're not chores to me. They're saying, I love you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say anything. You're just saying, when you do these little things for each other, you're saying, I love you, without ever opening your mouth. And this is what the Lord is saying. You do the things for me because you enjoy doing them. Yes. You don't do them because you feel like you have to do it to win my approval and that I'm doing right, or because somebody's told you that you've got to do it. You're doing it because you love Him. And when you're doing these little things, you're saying, Lord, I love you. Yes. And your actions today shows that you love Him. Yes. And your actions will also show that you don't. Or maybe you do love Him, but you're not showing it. And this is what the Bible teaches us. He says your actions. That's where it is. And I say, I know that you want to please God just as much as I do. I want to be pleasing to the Lord. You know, I really do. And I really want to be all about Him and doing things for Him. And I'm sure that you do too. But if we want to do that, we do that by loving Him, and loving each other is as simple as that. And this is how we can do that. I want you to really listen to what I'm about to say to you, brothers and sisters. For it is when we begin serving others that we show our love for the Lord. It's when we serve that we show love. It's when I'm serving David that I'm showing him I love him. It's when I'm serving the person that works for me, that works with me, that I'm showing how much I think about them. And I know that is not always easy. It's not always easy to serve people. It's not always easy to be nice to people. It's not always easy serving people and loving people, but it is rewarding. It's very rewarding to know that the love of God has been poured out in our hearts. According to Romans 5:5, His love has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And so it's really awesome to know that that love is big enough to forgive those who hurt us and to forgive those that trespass against us. When we can't forgive another person that trespasses against us, another person that hurts us, we're saying His love is not great enough. Because He's not expecting you to do what you do under your own steam, under your own power, under your natural love. He says His love, His grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. So it doesn't matter. You can't say, well, but Lord, you just don't understand. Yes, He does, but His grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. In 1 John 3:16, He tells us, we know what real love is because Jesus gave up His life for us. So we ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. He says, for we know that we have crossed over from darkness to light if we have love one for another. That's the only way that you can tell the difference between a child of God and one of Satan. Amen. Is the way you're treating each other and the way you do the Lord. There's no difference. You know, there has to be some difference. There has to be a difference. If you're a child of God and you're wearing His name, then there should be some evidence. You know, I've seen a lot of people to say they're Christians, but there's not enough evidence if they were in court to convict them. You know, you got to have some evidence there. And He tells us how we can show our love for Him. He says in verse 17, He said, if someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need but shows no compassion, He says, how can God's love be in that person? Now, I want you to think about that. How can God's love be in that person? He says in verse 18, He says, dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let's don't merely just talk about it, but let us show the truth by our actions. And this is what I was saying earlier. Let us show these things by our actions. Okay? You hear a lot of Christian brothers and sisters say, and I know you've heard this. I mean, I've heard it too. You know, oh, I love you with the love of the Lord. You know, sometimes you hear that. And this is true until they need something.
That's right.
You know, you love that person with all the love of the Lord until that person needs something, and then that's a different story. Then we find out that it's not the love of the Lord that you love them with, for if it was, you'd be there for them.
That's right.
When they needed your help. If you were loving them with the love of the Lord, you would be there to help them. You'd be reaching out to them. So it's not the love of the Lord. It's a religious cliche.
That's right.
It's a religious cliche. There are so many religious cliches. Yeah, I've written down here, you can say, outro, amen. Outro, amen. You know, in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 14, 16, the Lord says, what is the profit, my brethren, for anyone to profess to have faith if he has no good works to show for it? How about that? He says, can such faith save his soul? Jesus is linking this verse with serving others, brothers and sisters. This is what He's doing. In other words, part of our works, like I said earlier, is helping each other. That's part of your works. I would say that's the biggest part of your works, because when you're serving others, you're actually serving the Lord. This is what He says, and we'll read about that in a minute. He says, if a brother or sister is poorly clad and lacks food for each day, and one of you says to him, oh, goodbye, keep yourself warm and well fed without giving the necessities for the body, he says, what good does that do? Saints, you will find in James verse 17 that the Lord considers helping your brothers and sisters as your works, as I said. In other words, how many times, maybe, just maybe, have you seen someone in need and you merely said, I am so sorry, brother. I am so sorry to hear that. That is some bad news. I tell you what, I'm going to pray for you.
Yes.
I am going to pray for you. Brother, I'm going to pray for you. Instead of just reaching out to help him or finding out, what can I do to lighten your load, brother? I'm going to pray for you, brother. And most of the time, you don't even do that. I've been guilty. I've been there. I only preach where I've been. So I've been there. You know, I'm not saying, so I don't want you to misunderstand this, I'm not saying that praying for them is not a good thing. Please don't misunderstand me. I am not saying that at all. Praying for them is a good thing. Praying for your brothers and sisters is a wonderful thing. But if you have the means to help that brother or sister, then you need to help them. And in case you don't have the means, somebody says, well, Pastor Joe, I just don't have any finances. I couldn't help them. Mm-hmm. Well, then if you can't really help that person financially, then you pray the prayer of agreement and you ask God to send someone who can help them so you can do something.
Yes. Right.
And I'm saying, seriously, you don't give it. Well, I'll pray for you, brother. No. You know, said, I really wished I could, but I can't. But let's pray the prayer of agreement and we'll ask the Lord to send you somebody that can help you.
Right.
Now you've done something. Because God doesn't expect you to do something that you can't do. God is never going to ask you to give something you don't have to give. But a lot of times you have it to give and don't think you do. Because maybe you're saving it for something for yourself.
Come on here now.
And that's what the name of my message is, you know, Christ-centered versus self-centered.
Right.
You know, so we do have it sometimes. And I've had to learn to let go. And you know, after a while you get so used to giving it all up, you know, I'd save for this and I'd end up, the Lord would have me give that away and I'd save some more, give that away. And after a while it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, I don't even save it anymore.
Right.
I don't need to anymore. Because you're being obedient that way, the Lord just keeps pouring it in on you.
Right.
And the more you give, the more He pours. The more you give, the more He pours. So you've got plenty for yourself and plenty for others. You know, so that, you know, people don't understand that, but truly that's the way it works.
Yeah.
You know, it is hard in the beginning when you don't feel like you have very much,
mm-hmm.
but the more you let go and do like the Lord asks us to do and share what we have,
mm-hmm.
then the Lord will give us more.
Thank you.
He will always, always give you more. It's really important to God for us to do this, and it's important to you if you want your prayers answered, if you want your mountains to come down. Not only loving Him and loving other is important to God, but it should be important to you too.
Mm-hmm.
And He wants to give you more freedom from all those things that you do, trying to please Him. This way we don't have to try, brothers and sisters. If we are pleasing God and we're doing what He tells us to do, then we no longer have to try to please
That's
Him.
Because
right. we are pleasing Him.
That's right.
We know we're pleasing Him when we're looking out for others.
Amen.
Anytime that you're helping a brother or sister, you know that God is smiling on you and you know you're pleasing Him. If you don't know if you're pleasing God, go find somebody to help. You know, cut the grass, babysit the kids, take them shopping, take them out to lunch, buy them a loaf of bread. Do something. If you're wanting to have that feeling again, just find something that you can do for somebody else.
Speak the word.
You're listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We will return to today's message in a moment. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Pastor Jo provides her messages on CD and DVD for your encouragement at speakthewordministries.net. If you have been blessed by Pastor Jo's teaching, consider partnering with Speak the Word Ministries. A donation of any amount will allow Speak the Word Ministries to provide study materials to those who cannot afford them. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 12 reads, "Whatever you give is acceptable if you give it eagerly. And give according to what you have, not what you don't have." Thank you for your support of Speak the Word Ministries and your prayers and your offerings. Our website is speakthewordministries.net. And now, let's return to today's message from Pastor Joe on Speak the Word.
According to 1 John 3:19, it says, "Our actions will show that we belong to the truth." Our actions will show every time who you belong to. And he's talking about belonging to the Lord here because the Lord is the truth. In Matthew 25, if you want to go there, Matthew 25, verse 31, this is where Jesus talks about the ones who will sit and reign with Him. Well, you know, the ones that's going to sit and reign with Him. I want to be the one that sits and reigns with the Lord. He says the ones who are blessed are the ones who, when He was hungry, gave Him food. When He was thirsty, He says, "You gave me drink."
All right.
When He was a stranger, you welcomed Him.
Yes.
He said, "When I was naked," He says, "you clothed me."
Right.
"I was sick and you visited me."
Yes.
"I was in prison and you came to me."
Right.
He said, "Then the righteous will answer Him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink?'" He says, "And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And verse 40 says, "And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me.'" Hallelujah. Isn't that what we just been talking about? When you're really doing something for your brothers and sisters, you're doing it for Jesus. We're His vessels, and we're the only means that He has of doing for others. Mm-hmm. You know, when you are praying and you're asking God, whether it's for a financial breakthrough or a miracle, you know, when you're asking Him for this, the Lord answers you as soon as you ask, and He starts working on it. Mm-hmm. He goes and He starts speaking to this one, and He'll speak to that one. Mm-hmm. And it depends on who listens. Right. How many people does He have to speak to, mm-hmm. or does He have to speak to you, or that person to help you before that person's going to help you? Mm-hmm. The Lord will impress upon you to go do something for somebody. You don't need two or three angels to come down here and hit you on the head with something and to get a confirmation from the Lord. You know, I remember back just a few weeks ago, we were in a conference at Rock Church, and I guess we had the service, and then everybody had gone up to the altar to be prayed for, and they were still being prayed for, and my leg was bothering me, so I said, well, I'm going to go back and sit down. And as I sat down, I looked to my right, and there was a lady sitting over in the seat next to me, and I'd look at her, you know, and I just knew that the Lord was saying something to me, and I was looking at her, and the Lord said she needed help. And you could tell, actually, she looked like she was homeless, the way she was dressed, you know. And so He spoke to me, and I just reached in, you know, real nonchalant, and, you know, got some money out and rolled it up and just nonchalantly walked it over there and stuck it in her hand, went back and sat down. I don't know her name. I didn't have to know her name. I probably will never see this lady again, but I know Jesus. You know, we don't have to know anything about anybody, and it doesn't matter if we did know somebody and that person didn't treat us right at one time. That doesn't matter either. It takes the bigger person, more mature Christian. A more mature Christian will swallow that and go on to help that person anyway. And that's when you really get the points with God, because He knows that was a sacrifice. That's a sacrifice. When you have to get through your own pain to get to somebody else's. It's easy, the Lord says, to give when you got it to give. It's not a sacrifice. You know, the Lord mentions that with the widow with the mite. He noticed there were people coming from all over that were putting lots of money in the till up there. But it was the widow lady with the mite that got noticed. So really, it's never about how much you do. So you don't have to have a lot. It's just your heart. It's where is your heart. If your heart's in the right place, that's what's important. With God, that's what it's all about. It's all about your heart. And He says, when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And like I said, and the King will answer you, truly I say to you, as you did to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. What is the Lord saying here, saints? He is saying that if you want to please Him, that we will love Him with all of our hearts and love our brothers and sisters likewise. That's what He said. The second commandment is just as important as number one. So God is saying here, you're loving me, that's good. But it's just as important that you love your brother and sister as it is that you love me. So if you want to know what God wants you to do, He wants you to love Him, and He wants you to love each other. He says in 2 John chapter 1, verse 6, He says, and this is love, that we walk according to His commandment. This is the commandment. Just as you have heard from the beginning, so that you should walk in it. God wants you to be free. He does not want you burdened down with things. He does not want you burdened down with works, especially religious works. Especially religious works. In Luke 11:46, He tells us how the experts in religious law have burdened down the people, and how it has crushed them with their demands, and how they never lifted a finger to help them. You know, they crush you down. You know, people tell you things to do all the time they don't do themselves. That's right. And that's what Jesus was saying in the Pharisees. He says, hey, they do it. They're telling you all this stuff, and they don't do any of that. Right. And He says, and they're not lifting a finger to help you either. You know, I thought that was really awesome. Yeah. You know, Paul was telling the people in Galatians 5:13, He says, for you have been called to freedom. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, He says, use your freedom to serve one another in love. He wants you to be free. He don't want you burdened down with works. He wants you to be free to love Him, free to love one another. And it's not all about a list of what somebody's telling you you've got to do. In verse 14, it says, for the whole law. How much of the law?
The whole law
can be summed up in this one comment. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, you're not going to do much harm to yourself. And He's not expecting you to do any to your neighbor.
Amen.
Remember when I told you at the beginning what the Lord told me? He says that unless we have love, it doesn't matter how many confessions we make to Him and how many confessions we make about Him. He said we first have to have love in our hearts for Him and love for one another in order for whatever we say to be of any benefit. So faith works by love. I say, faith worketh by love. I told the guys one time at the jail, I said, you know, faith works by love. It's kind of like a car. It runs on gas. You got gas, you go. You got no gas, you don't go. It's the same way. Faith, if you don't have love, you don't got no faith. Faith works by love. So if you aren't having any success at getting your prayers answered, you might want to look and see where you are in your love walk. Going to see where you are in your love walk if the mountains aren't coming down. There's two things you want to know. One, about your love walk. And number two, what's coming out of your mouth.
Amen.
You got to get these down pat. These are your two commandments. You know, you love God with all your heart. Love your neighbors yourself. And watch what comes out of your mouth.
Yes.
And you get these three down, there's no mountain can stand. I'm telling you, they no mountain can stand. With God, it's all about hearts and what's in those hearts, brothers and sisters. That's what's important to God. What's important to God, because what's important to Him really should be what's important to you. And you are going to run into some situations and people that's really going to test you. And it's really going to be a challenge for you. But do like I do. I just tell myself, well, Lord, this is going to get me some extra ones. You know, I'm going to need some extra grace with this.
Yes.
You know, but He has abundance. He has an abundance of grace. And sometimes you do need extra grace. And like I said, at the time at the jail is not the only time that I've had to pray for somebody while the tears running down my face, you know, and just pray for that person and remember who you are in Christ. Father, again, I pray, Lord, that we'll all not think more highly of ourselves than we should, but we'll always have the grace to put others above ourselves. I pray, Lord, today that there'll always be more of You and less of me. And Lord, I thank You for this church. I thank You for the people that are in this church. I pray extra blessings upon the congregation, Lord. And I thank You, Lord, for just the privilege to be here. And I thank You, Lord, that I know now without a doubt that those mountains that have been resisting are now going to come down. And I thank You in advance for all the mountains that are coming down. I thank You for all of those that are beginning their love walk and maybe even a new walk today. In the name of Jesus, we give You all the praise and all the glory. Amen and amen.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. This is Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Now it's easier than ever to hear and watch Pastor Joe online. If you missed any part of today's message, you can hear it again at our website, speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Ramsey will have some closing words for us in just a moment. But first, are you in need of prayer today? We'd love to pray for you. Here's how you can contact us. Speak the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. Our telephone number is 855-505-2297. We invite you to email Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry@cox.net. That's speakthewordministry@cox.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I pray for the compassion to always have love in my heart for others, for it is by loving others that I show my love for You. Hallelujah. I thank You, Lord, that Your word always brings enlightenment. and does not bring condemnation. For you said, Lord, that there is no condemnation for those who belong to you. Lord, as your child, I want to thank you for giving me understanding and comprehension in the things that are important to you. Let me, Lord, be a person who not only loves with my mouth, but one who puts actions with my words. Praise God. You know, I know that loving others is not always easy, Lord, but thanks be to you. Your love has been poured out in my heart by the Holy Spirit, and it empowers me to love and not merely say with my mouth that I love someone, but to show the truth of this through my actions. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry, and we depend on your prayers and financial support to keep this program on the air. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the Word of God, against the Word.